Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Rock Rewind Review, Season 2, Episode 4. What's up?
Hello.
How are you guys feeling? I'm Jay.
I'm Mel.
And we're here. And so are you.
Thank
What's going on?
Nothing. It's been a rough couple weeks, guys.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to take some time off. Some shit was going down. Yeah, but I think we're past it.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, I didn't really have anything.
Work has been insane.
No, I can't do the show by myself. So. I was just kind of just, let me just sit on my fucking hands.
Well, so everybody knows I went back to work after my hip surgery. And then the transition back to work has not been the smoothest. Not necessarily for me personally, but just my place of business is in an uproar, to say the least. And so it's been a distraction. And so... not able to focus on what really matters, like this podcast. So that's what's...
I don't know if this matters or whatever, like this podcast. Anyways, I'm glad you're here because you said you were going to be here and then like I was just kind of sitting on my thumbs just like with the meow meows like... But now it makes sense. You came in right on time.
Yeah, I had to wear my Namaste shirt because I needed to find all the Zen in my life.
Zen. Yeah. Everything's Zen.
Yeah, well, I...
Well, that's a Bush song.
It is, and I wish it were.
We were going to send somebody to see them.
I can't even talk about Bush. They never wrote me back. They don't...
They didn't. And nobody ever wrote into the show to get free tickets. It was literally... They had like 150 dates in the United States. All you had to do was shout out and you could have got free tickets to Bush, but nobody did it. The deadline was February 1st. It's literally the 17th. Shout out, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you do anything?
Yeah.
Did you and your dude fucking get into some shit? Some weird shit?
No, I took a walk by myself.
Oh, that's cool.
A little hip rehab.
Well, I mean...
I'm going to work on that first before there's anything else happening.
There's another kind of hip rehab you could have had.
Nobody interesting right now.
Yeah, except, well, you were alone, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. You have a dude, so I don't know.
Well.
Yep.
That's a
rip.
Whole...
Shout out. He's not actually dead. I don't know, but apparently he's not a fucking thing anymore. I don't know.
Nah. Didn't come through on the V-Day, so.
Woof.
And it was my favorite day of the week. It was a Tuesday this year.
A fucking Tuesday. That's
so
right.
When you fuck me off on a Tuesday.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a Tuesday night. Right?
Not on that Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked. Until like, I don't know, 1 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Fun times.
I don't have a Valentine.
Oh.
But so speaking of Valentine's, and this has nothing to do with anything about Valentine's. So we're talking about... your first concert, your first show, your first rock show, your first whatever the fuck show it is.
Concert. Live music.
And this isn't like, I don't know, your fucking little sister or older sister with two E's plays a fucking French horn.
She played the clarinet.
Or the skin flute or whatever the fuck it is. We're not talking about that. No, let's talk about like a real show.
Thank everybody and everything in the whole entire world that we are not talking about that.
With two E's playing a skin flute?
Oh, God.
I mean, I'd pay money to see
that.
If there's tickets for that.
We could probably give those away real easily.
No, I mean, you can hit us up at patreon.com/TheRockRewindReview for two E's plays a skin flute.
What's the phone number?
Or you can text us. And we got some listener texts.
Oh.
We got some listener mail.
It's only been a couple text. Of weeks.
Right, and it's stacked up. So I would say they're like leftover texts or something like that.
Shit we meant to pay attention to.
Shit I meant to look at. But it's not like my real phone, so it just sits here in the studio, and it's like, I don't know, maybe I'll look at it every couple days, and there's like 18 text messages. I'm like, oh, shit.
Okay,
these are fans, and maybe I should get to it.
Heard it here
but so
first.
if you want your text to be like not looked at for a couple of weeks, then 667-755-1026, 667-755-1026. 206.
I just like to point out that I don't have the phone, so.
That's the Rock Rewind Review hotline.
Don't call us.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you need metal immediately, you can text that number, but you should probably just call someone else. because we're not going to get back to you in a timely fashion.
Hey, hey, if work calms down, I'm all bored.
Well, hey, as it
were.
Choo-choo. That's a train.
Right. I said all aboard. Anyway.
So. Yeah, your mom said that on a Tuesday night. I was there with 25 of her closest friends.
Rip.
Yeah, rip. But anyway, that phone number is great because I might check it more often because shout out unemployment.
Oh.
Yeah, I have no job. Well, I mean, maybe. We'll see. I think the place I used to work at, some people there listen to this. So we'll see what shakes out.
Right. Let's just leave it there. Like I said, my place of business is...
It doesn't matter.
Nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds like it. There's like machetes and knives and shit.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
Stabbings and beatings.
No,
and,
yeah, I'm not even like trying to beat Mel up because she takes a lot of it.
I take it
like,
at work.
And that's like a real thing.
Yeah, I've lost a couple pounds with the stress in the last 2 weeks. So.
Well, I don't. I mean, I think.
So, I don't need the forklift anymore. Let's not say I've lost that much weight, but the stress has dropped a couple pounds off of me.
How much does
she weigh? Right. What does she look like?
She's sporting a couple LBs, bro. But no, I think you've said in the past you're an educator in the Mid-Atlantic region, and there's not enough fucking bourbon in Tennessee to get me to be able to do that shit. Guaranteed. Not a chance.
Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
No, it is.
For me getting up and going daily.
Not so much a compliment as it's like a shout out. Like, I can't fucking imagine that. And like, I'm not going to say here, but like, you know what I do for a living. And I've done it for 20 something years in public service. But I already know that going into my day.
Right.
You just want to crack a history book and say, hey, look, page 36, chapter 17, let's fucking get it.
Right.
And then it's like, no, I got a machete. I have other plans.
No, and let's just be clear. It was a left-handed machete.
Well, you're left-handed, so.
It wasn't my machete.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can use it either-handed.
I don't know. I just, that was a fact that I learned.
Great. Well, just don't cut down native species of plants with it.
I will not.
Yeah.
As I won't be handling it. All right, let's talk about something more exciting.
You know what's exciting?
What?
What's your first fucking rock show? Or first, it doesn't even have to be a rock show. We talked about this before. Whatever your first concert was, what was it?
Okay. Here we go. All right, so... It was on the 11th of December in the year 1988. So at the time...
Shout out. I just turned 8.
Okay. Well, I was 9. And so I went to the concert.
Set it up. Where was it at?
It was at the Capitol Center. And that's in Landover, Maryland, if you're unfamiliar.
Shout out.
Yes.
Charles County?
PG County.
Oh, PG County.
PG County.
That's Prince George's County.
That's correct.
It's for our non-Maryland listeners.
That's right. And it was... Rod Stewart on his Out of Order tour. And so I have to say that this was not a concert, obviously, at the age of 9 that I attended by myself, but my mom, my sister... And I went to the show. My mom was a huge Rod Stewart fan. And I guess it's one of the things she passed along to me because whenever.
Yeah, forever young.
Whenever. And he actually played that night, actually.
Of course he did.
How could you not?
It's a banger. It's a Rod Stewart banger.
Just like Maggie Mae. But so just the way he dances and like the soccer balls get kicked and it's like he does a whole show. And like, even though I've been going to his concerts since 1988 and I've seen him a couple other times, like 6,
Hold on. I'm sorry. We're talking about first concerts, but here we are with, you've seen Rod Stewart like what? Six times, seven or eight times?
6 times total.
6 times.
Well, okay, so that just shows you how powerful the first concert at the age of 9 was. And so...
Sucked you right in.
He did.
You're a fan for life.
Look at that hair, though.
That hair's dope.
And those moves. Check him out. And so we're at the Capitol Center in Landover, me, my mom, my sister. And it was just such a good time. It was one of the first, like, girls' nights. Like, I was raised without much money. So this was a big event that, like...
Samesies.
Like, that my parents had, like, really put effort into, like, saving up for these tickets. And, like,
I just... couldn't have been cheap. Oh, did you see the houndstooth right there? This is the official video of Rod Stewart. Some guys have all the luck.
Yes.
Official video.
And this is the song I remember from this
concert.
That's
Rod Stewart's official YouTube channel. We bought this, actually, for the show.
And I just remember my dad, like, dropped us off and picked us up afterwards.
He didn't give one fuck.
No, he was not. He's like, going. No. Let me tell you.
Shout out Vaughn. He's like, hey, you dumb bitches fucking have fun with fucking Rodney Stewart or whoever the fuck this Aussie fuck is.
Really? So my dad dropped us off and, like.
Going to the bar.
Probably did. Right around the corner. So he was ready to scoop us up. But,
Yeah, swooped.
We even, like, had, like, snacks. And, like, my mom, you know, the souvenir stand was a big deal. My mom actually, like, bought herself a t-shirt. And I still have my keychain.
It's not on your keys.
I'm going to share a fun... Okay, here comes a fun fact for...
Oh, fun fact. Shout out. Here we go.
Here comes a Mel fun fact.
Send it. I'm going to...
Oh,
go.
Okay, so I used to collect keychains when I was, I don't know, from the minute, like, we started traveling, like, family trips, like, whatever. So in my bedroom at my mom's house, there's, like, literally a chain of keychains that has over 250 keychains on it and attached. And one of them is the keychain I got from the Rod Stewart Out of Order concert in 1988.
Out of Order?
Yeah. And so, anyway, it was a huge deal. And
I used to like that radio show, Out of Order with Jet the Fish.
Well, and I guess for me, what I really liked about the show is that I knew the words because my mom had it in her her tape deck, like, all the time. So it was fun to sing along and, like, dancing.
Speaking of tape decks, we got a new segment coming up later. It's called What's in Your Deck?
Oh.
And Mel and I are going to explain what we're listening to. Currently, if you turned our radios on in our car, whatever's in there, that's what it is. That's what you get.
Not gonna lie, if you looked at my last play, Rod Stewart might be there somewhere. But anyway, it was a great night, and it made me appreciate the showmanship of live music. So I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, the kicking of the soccer balls, his dance moves, his hair, his flair. I don't know. He's great. So that was my first concert.
I gotta say, I like Rod Stewart.
The man is, like, not aged also. Can we talk about that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we can.
We don't have to.
I mean, did you pull that off? Like, how? Like, he's gotta be, like, 80.
Do you have any children he has?
That's another idea. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Hey, how many children did the first person, the concert that you went to, had?
I mean, I'm going to guess like 8. He's 78, by the way.
I said 80.
Yeah, he is 70.
Well, as Price is Right rules go, I lost.
Well, that's okay.
So, Rod Stewart, case closed.
Yeah, he was born in 1945.
45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool guy.
He's Aussie, right?
No, he's British.
Okay.
Sir Roderick David Stewart. Yeah.
Well, you didn't lead in with sir.
Well, that's because that's not what makes him so important to me.
Well, that's true, but it's also...
I mean,
it's also his title.
It's true.
So, okay, for the listeners, I'm going to run it back. I'm sorry that I introduced a gentleman that's also a knight, a sir... And he wasn't introduced as such.
Yeah.
So I apologize for Mel. And I apologize to the Queen.
Yeah. He was born and raised in London, and he is of Scottish and English ancestry.
Sir.
Yes.
Rodney Stewart.
Correct.
Well.
And he does have 8 children. I was right. Bang.
I think. What was that?
Bang.
Okay.
I don't get things right very often, if anybody's been listening to season 2.
Yeah, have you seen her life?
That too. But I was talking about the Jeopardy and how bad, like, I never get to cheer myself on because I'm usually getting them wrong. So when I get something right, I don't know what to do. So bing.
Okay. Hey, can you bing that for me?
Bing.
When you get your answer, that's 667-755-1026.
Bing.
Okay. Maybe you hear that noise. I don't know. We got to set up a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're clearly not going to answer the phone. Because it just literally sits here.
In your possession.
Correct. And yeah. I'm at work, and it sits here for, like, I don't know, 5 days before I even look at it.
I think it gets charged and left on. And then you make a point to
look at it. It's funny how long an iPhone lasts when you don't use it.
Oh.
I've charged this phone one time in 3 weeks.
Well.
And we're still on, like, hold on, standby.
34.
You're close, slot. 31.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
first concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Stewart.
Sir.
Sir Rodney.
Roderick.
Roderick?
Yeah.
Is that his actual name? Is it Rodney or Roderick? Are you fucking with me?
It's Sir Roderick David Stewart.
Roderick David.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. And so it is. Case closed.
Yep. Done.
Yep. Adios.
So well, now you're going to talk about your first live music experience?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to.
Oh, okay.
But you kind of just stole my thunder.
Well, I was segueing. I wasn't stealing your thunder because I don't know what it is. But I'm going to guess it's not Rod Stewart part two.
You're going to guess correctly. It's you ready?
I'm ready.
He's also a sir.
Oh.
He's also British.
Oh.
He also has glasses.
Okay.
Could you take a wild stab at who that might be?
John Lennon.
Rip. I have no idea. Rip the same year I was born. So, no.
Okay.
He's doing his... excuse me. He's doing his very final Yellow Brick Road Tour.
Nope.
Really?
Come on. I want you to just tell me. I don't want to guess.
Classic Sir Elton John, Gap Teeth. Like, no, you're not. Elton John? That doesn't ring a bell for you?
Yeah. Tony Danza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. I'm lying.
I was just saying that's not Elton John.
It's not. It wasn't. It never was. I've never seen Elton John. I mean, Sir Elton John. I mean, I would. Ozfest, 97. Columbus, Ohio. Always goes back to Ohio. We talked about that last episode, right?
I think it was last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Polaris Amphitheater. It's not even there anymore.
Oh.
And hey, shout out to anybody that knows what's there. So it used to be the Coors Amphitheater, then Polaris Amphitheater, and then... something else, and then they just tore it down, and I think there's like housing or something there now. There's some weird videos on YouTube about it. Very interesting, like these kind of like urban explorer guys that went to look at it and it was just gone. But yeah, Ozfest 97, I was 16 years old and it was great up to a point. You got Pantera underneath now. It's obviously from Far Beyond Driven. I'm Broken. So for those that are in the know or in the know and you know, Pantera was there that night. And it was absolutely fantastic until. So it's called Ozfest, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shit was. I'm a child. I'm 16. So my friend, I won't say his name because he probably doesn't listen and doesn't matter. But his mom had like 9 Pantera fans in the back of her like Chevy Venture conversion van, like one of these, like the big ass vans, right?
Mm-hmm, the comfy vans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like they got the chairs and
with the armrests.
Yeah, all the shit, right? Yes. All the shit you would want. And so all we wanted was to take little tiny bottles of vodka and stuff them under our fucking balls and get into the show.
So we're talking about the airplane mini things? Is that
Or like, I mean, I think some guys had those, but like we had like, you know, like a Dasani water bottle or whatever.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And then yeah, we just yeah. like bent it in half and filled it full of vodka and just wow. goes under your balls. And there you are.
That's not where I stick right. mine, but anyway.
Sorry, there's things in the way. You don't have those.
You got to work around.
Well, I don't have a meat wallet, okay? If that's what you're referring to.
No, not at all.
No?
I was thinking about something else.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Well, there's that. But I'm going to keep it moving.
Do that.
Just yeah. No pens, no circle back. We're going in with vodka bottles. But no. Hopefully. So we get dropped off. My buddy's mom's like, oh, I'm going to hit the shopping centers and da-da-da-da. I'll come back in 10 hours and pick it. I'm like, are you going to shop for 10 hours? Like, you're not. I don't know what you're going to do, but like, I don't know how you expect to pick up 10, 16, 17, 18-year-olds from a shell in 10 hours from now. Because we're going to be annihilated and also deaf. And so we're not,
sweaty and nasty.
Oh, gross. Oh, yeah, it was August.
Filthy.
In Ohio. It gets pretty hot there.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, yeah, the show goes on. Well, then, I don't remember who was there. It was like one of the big bangers that was there was Incubus. Was like kind of the middle of the road show. They had a few stages, and then so like towards the end of the night, like Pantera comes on.
So everything's good.
Everything's great. Everything's great. I fell asleep.
Got your balls water in.
Yeah, I think I fell asleep to like Power Man 5000 or something like that, with my legs crossed in the lawn, and then I had a sunburn tan with my one van over my other leg for like 4 months that was just super white.
Oh.
Because I fell asleep in the sun.
Gotcha.
Right. And so, anyways. So, yeah. Then there was, towards the end of the night, Pantera comes on. They play their show. It was like 2.5 hours. They put like 5 records worth of stuff. If you're into Pantera, you know what that is at the 1997 point. What wow. records they had out at the time, which was plenty of content, right?
Okay.
So then curtain closes, Jumbotron comes on, and the weird lady comes out, well, over the giant voice, and was like, sorry, Ozfest is now over. Please be safe getting to your vehicles, and thank you for coming to Polaris Amphitheater. Da-da-da-da. And everyone fucking loses their mind.
Oh, wait, so Pantera wasn't supposed to be the end?
No.
Oh.
It's called Ozfest.
Oh, I thought he played earlier. He's old.
They weren't the head. No.
Oh, okay. My
bad. So the way the bill worked was like, you know, all these other bands on multiple stages. Pantera was main stage. Then it was Black Sabbath. Then it was Ozzy.
Okay.
Because Ozzy was in both bands, right?
Yes.
So I got to see, well, I'll get to that. So you missed two bands. The show, like the venue was like, this shit's over. And then everybody's like, well, hell no, it ain't over. I came to Ozfest to see Ozzy in two different bands, Black Sabbath and Ozzy, also Ozzy. And they're like, nope, it's over. So everybody goes crazy. But then they shut it down. And the only reason that the entire city of Columbus, Ohio, the capital, shout out, didn't burn to the ground was for one person, was Phil Anselmo, which is the singer of Pantera.
Correct.
Which one of his band members, a few years later, was tragically murdered there. Right?
Correct.
Right. So.
Rip.
Rip. Yeah, never miss a rip. So Phil Anselmo comes back out, and he's like talking over the Jumbotron lady was like, no, 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 show's not over, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Ozzy's a little sick. He can't sing. So I just played my show for Pantera. You're still going to see Black Sabbath. You're still going to see Ozzy Osbourne on a stool. He's going to sit here. I'm going to sing all their shit. So the singer from Pantera, Phil Anselmo, played Pantera. Then he played 2 hours with Black Sabbath. And then he played 2.5 hours of Ozzy stuff. It was absolutely insane. This dude sang for like 7 hours.
I was going to say, his voice probably was...
It didn't crack one time.
The next day? I wonder how it was.
He didn't call me, so I don't know.
Oh, well.
But he chilled
saved it.
Right. And
he
then
saved Columbus. He saved the show. He saved everything.
He staved off the inevitable because after they closed it out, everybody just tore the... I have a piece of the fence from Polaris Amphitheater still. And I wrote on it, Ozfest 97, and the date, I don't remember. It was like June something. 97. But I was actually terrified. No, I'm not.
Couldn't have wished for the conversion van to show up any faster.
Well, and you couldn't call a mom to be like, hey, we need an evac now. I got to get the fuck on.
Right.
Nope. We just had to wait.
Yeah. I'll pick you up at this time.
Like helicopters. There was like fucking 8,000 Columbus PD there. People were flipping over cars. They burnt down the fence. The whole venue got set on fire. We're just running through the park. Good thing we were like athletes because we were like just running through the parking lot like as fast as we could to where so-and-so's mom said they were going to be in 10 hours to pick us up.
Right. Conversion van.
Yeah.
To the rescue.
Kurt Loder was there like from MTV News. Shout out. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah. And like, no, it was nuts. It was there was like in the time, like it was like, so like the craziest car that you could get probably for the money was like a WS6 Firebird, right? And it was like on one of those like turntables just spinning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people flipped that thing off the turntable. They busted the windows out and set it on fire. They took pieces of the fence, put it inside the car with like all the booze that they were holding under their nuts and set it on fire.
Wonderful. That's a big waste of...
Dude, no, it was nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I was legit scared for my life. I'd never seen anything like that.
So would you say the show was more... Or the experience was more memorable because of the insanity or the music itself? Or
I mean, the music was great, but like I can't really say that it, for one reason or another to answer your question because it was my first show. I don't know how that goes. And then also, I've never been to a show that was like that.
Yeah.
After that.
Right.
So every other show was kind of just a show.
Gotcha.
But that was like absolutely insane. And I was legit terrified.
Yeah, I've been to some fests and they've never ended like that.
I mean, yeah. You see 16-year-old boys now, like, oh, I'm a grown-ass man. No, you're not. And like, I've done some crazy shit in my life. And I could tell you, I've never been that scared at that moment in my life than I was then.
Hmm. Well,
crazy.
You've made it out. You definitely made it out alive.
I wasn't sure that was going to happen. So.
Was that your first only Ozfest, or did you make a return trip ever?
I did.
Oh, okay.
So, I went to Ozfest 98.
Didn't scare you that badly.
To the same place.
Okay.
And the same exact fucking thing happened.
Oh.
Again.
So, it's just an Ozfest, like, tradition at this point. I mean, I don't know. Do they still even have Ozfest?
No, they still have Ozfest. Oh. That venue's not a thing anymore. But,
yeah, that place isn't.
Yeah, no. But so it got burnt down. No, like literally got burnt to the ground at Ozfest 97. And then so like Ozfest 98 came around and like I ended up living there again. And shout out Jason Dempsey, you know who you are. We went to that and it was almost like this. It wasn't as gnarly, but like maybe because, well, I did it 9 months before that.
Right.
The same exact thing.
A little too close.
Yeah, they burnt everything down. It was crazy. Pantera was there. Ozzy actually played. Black Sabbath played. Ozzy sang for both. So, like, at least they had that part. So, I don't know why everybody rioted again, but, like, it happened, and maybe it was just
muscle memory.
Yeah, this right,
is what
exactly.
You, this is just, what you do.
Yeah, it was just muscle memory.
This is what we do at Ozfest.
Hey, we were here like 9 months ago, and we burnt this place to the ground. Let's do it again.
Yeah, take two.
But yeah, so I went, and it was great. I got to watch my buddy Jason just. But I did it. We did it better that time because we weren't like in the fucking dirt in the lawn. We got like seats.
Oh, actually. Yeah,
like adults, right? Well, because you know we were 17.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, so we were all like grown ass men.
Yeah, all grown up.
Sure. So yeah, I just saw him pick up the cup off the cup holder on the cup in front of him and just throw up into it.
Oh, memories, yeah. Like the corner of my mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like it was,
you know, and somebody cool. drunk probably came along and picked that cup up and was like, "Oh, stew."
They drank it.
Yeah, stew.
We were stone sober. Mm. No drunk, like no drugs, no drinking, nothing.
Well, the heat can do that.
I mean, it was hot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had something funky for dinner that
maybe
night
he maybe he partook into some partaken how are you say it?
Partook
on something on his own that I wasn't aware of.
Maybe
I'm not really sure.
Apparently, things get crazy on all levels at Ozfest.
Oh,
shout out Rod Stewart.
Shout out Rod Stewart.
Keeping it nice and calm in soccer balls. That's what I'm doing over here.
Okay.
He kicks soccer balls at the beginning and middle end of every show.
That's his thing. That's like his bit.
He's a footy fan.
Oh, yeah. Spot a footy as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm gonna have a. I don't know.
I think you need an Ozfest break. You might have some.
What do they call that? Smoke out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna do smoke out. And then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rock Rewind Review after a quick break. I'm still Jay.
Mel's here.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Barely. Just barely hanging on.
I'm doing all right.
If you don't hear Mel after like 5 minutes, well, just wait longer.
I'm here. I'm good.
Yeah, she died or something.
I got my Diet Coke. Got my caffeine.
Diet Coke. Just one calorie. Not evil enough.
It's so good.
So good. So... I guess we're going into
the text messages,
the
phone business.
Right. So the show has a phone now. That is 667-755-1026, 677-755-1026.
Got it. No, I don't, but.
It's probably not even in your phone.
It is in my phone.
Well, it's your workplace, so probably should be.
Right.
You could be texted from that at any time and be required to work.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, so we have some listener texts.
Listener messages. Some are questions, some are comments.
Correct.
All right, what do you...
They've sat here for some time.
Yeah, what are we doing right now? What is this?
It's just some interim music.
Are we on an elevator?
The only elevator I'm on goes to the top floor.
I was on an elevator today following my doctor's appointment. And there
what
was
happened?
No, there was no music. It was just a follow-up for my hip.
Was there a guy that like pushed, or a lady that like pushed the button for you?
No, there was no.
What floor?
No.
Ma'am?
I actually did that for the other people on the elevator, but there was no music. So
you don't like those, is what you're trying.
I mean, I like it, but I don't... no. I'm going to be asleep. There's not enough caffeine in this Diet Coke right now.
It's just one calorie.
Not worried about the calories right now.
Well, that's how you get energy.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
So...
Hate it. Yep, get rid of it. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Adios. Well, since our listeners, texters have been on hold... I guess I'll give them something that they've been familiar with.
I'm like internally raging right now.
Why?
because my call isn't important to anyone. Because when you sit on hold for 17 minutes to this, like literally, my eyes are closed and I got my Namaste shirt on and I'm using all I got.
She literally has a Namaste shirt on.
Like, I can't.
But no one cares.
No one does. But
no, because, but you know what? Your call is very important to us.
Yeah, you're number 7 in the queue.
To save time, we can call you back.
Oh, yeah, press
at the
one.
Worst time ever.
All right,
press 7.
Oh, 7? I was going to say
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Mercury 8.
Oh, Markados.
You got it. Hey, so, sorry.
I'm still raging. Give me a second.
Do you need a minute?
I don't need a whole minute.
I mean, I can get a whole nother co-host in the time that it will take for this call to end.
Right, I'll
find someone else.
What's the other thing that they always say? Your call is important to us. Your number, whatever, in the queue. Oh, I can't
remember. I don't know. I don't wait on hold.
Oh, I do.
I just don't pay bills.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this is like the quintessential. Like when you hear this come on, you know it's going to be a wait.
Well, hold on. Here's the breakdown.
Oh. I think they try to zen you out. Like, I think they're trying to make it peaceful.
I mean, I just close my eyes. You know what's funny? Bud Light did this on a commercial for the Super Bowl.
Oh, the big football event?
Yeah, the big dance.
Oh.
That's what they call it.
Creative, as in everyone knows and hates this.
I don't know if you saw old boy's footwork.
Oh.
He cut a rug, though.
In the commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
He did well.
The commercial was adorable. And the fact that they made fun of this song and, like, made it into something happy was...
She just, like, puts the phone on top of her head. Like this. In an audio-only platform. Not the viewers could see us. And she just lays it on the sofa and was like... Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then the dude comes in and he's like... I guess you're on hold. We'll just drink Bud Lights.
What else is there to do?
I don't know. Find a bridge you like and just jerk the wheel.
Oh, wow. No.
Into it.
Well, I was just going to say...
Oh, wait. Sorry. That's when I was listening to Journey.
I was going to say you could just have a Diet Coke if there's no Bud Light in the house. But anyway. Yeah. All right. The listeners have waited long enough. Let's get to the first one.
Well, they're on hold.
Well, we're done.
Maybe they're on Smoko.
Maybe.
I don't know. Mary from Baltimore... Ironically, we're just talking about first concerts. Mary's first concert. Millie Vanilli.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Isn't it?
I had the tape. Actually, let me run that back. I actually still have the tape. I have nowhere to play it.
You know it's true.
Such a good song. I also liked Blame It on the Rain.
I like that one too.
Turn it up.
I'll run it up for you.
This is for you, Mary.
Shout out, Mary, Baltimore. First concert.
What a scheme. What a scam.
I wish I had more info on that. Mary, you know who you are. You have the number, obviously. Give us a little more content.
I wonder what year it was.
It had to be like 86 or 87, right? Maybe 88.
Again, I had the tape.
A cassette.
Sure.
Gotta be 88. 89-ish.
I still like it today, and I'm just gonna throw it out there, Mary. I don't care how fake it is.
I mean, I still fuck with it. I don't care.
Yeah. You know it's true. Favorite part.
But isn't that like what busted him out? Because it like skipped. It was like, girl, you know it's true. Girl, you know it's true. Girl, you know.
Yes, one of their performances went south.
Okay, Mary, case closed from Baltimore. Millie Vanilli. Moving on. What do we got? Let's see. Also from Baltimore, Derek. Yo, what up, Triple R? Huge fans of the show. Would love to know your all-time favorite live show lineups you guys have seen.
Oh.
Also makes sense. Hold on.
I got this.
Let me finish the question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's nothing like seeing a stacked lineup in one night. Which ones stand out to you? Derek from Baltimore. Mel, what do you got?
Okay.
You seem to be right on it.
I was ready. So I went to HF Festival in 1996, and the lineup included, and I'm just going to...
96?
Yes. So No Doubt was there, Foo Fighters, the Jim Blossoms, Cracker, Jimmy's Chicken Shack, Everclear.
Cracker.
The Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, fuck yes. Shout out.
Garbage and, well, Jewel. But that was a
Garbage
pretty...
Jewel?
Garbage.
I mean, stays. She had that tooth that turned the corner before her fucking head did.
Okay.
You know what I'm
Ooh,
saying?
Okay. Anyway.
Wow.
So my point was, so oops. I went in 1996, was my first festival there at RFK, was excited about some parts of the lineup, but then I went back in 2004, same festival, same venue, RFK, and the lineup was...
So like 8 years later.
Yeah. So it was Cypress Hill.
Oh.
Jay-Z, Ja Works.
No, not the same.
Keep...
I'm listening. I'm down for it.
So I'll start over. Cypress Hill, Jay-Z, Ja Works, OAR, Papa Roach, The Offspring, The Violent Femmes, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and The Cure. Like, it, like, literally for me ran the entire spectrum of everything I want to hear.
That is the spectrum. And like, I mean, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, like, that's great. We covered them season one, but yeah. I think it might have been Cutting Room Floor, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Off With Their Heads, right?
Yeah, the same thing happened that day.
That's what they say in the swamp.
Yeah, oh.
But yeah, if you want to catch that episode, that's patreon.com/therockrewindreview. You'll have early and ad-free access to The Cutting Room Floor.
So my point was, to answer Derek's...
Sorry.
Yes. So my point was, to answer Derek's question, would those have been the exact bands I would have picked for that genre? Probably not. But I did like the fact that, like, I got some rap, I got some more hardcore rock, I got, I don't know, The Cure, wherever they fit in. So for me, it was a great day to just kind of like bounce around from one thing to another, and just the whole mood was great. So for me, and just hearing the Violent Femmes live was amazing. So, I mean,
I don't know, like, just Papa Roach alone was like, at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I mean, even like eight years later, like.
Well, I'm a big OAR fan.
Cut my life into pizzas.
No.
This is my last brie tort.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know. It was weird because when I went in 1996, I was 17. And then when I went in 2004, I started my career. I graduated college. And it was just really interesting to kind of compare the two different events because they were held at the exact same place. And, you know, it was really great. Ooh, there they are. That's the Violent Femmes.
I mean, it just seems weird that it was like the same place.
It's the HF Festival.
But the same festival.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to try to say it because I... and, like, pre-production, I caught some shit. Because I'm like, okay, it's called... And you're like, no, it's this. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just not even going to deal with it. But the point is, like, same festival, same place, and the lineup was completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, to Derek's point, I think it's pretty good. I think you answered it.
Thanks. And so, thanks, Derek, for texting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And any chance we get to play the Violent Femmes?
Yeah, we can add it up. All right. Well, there's that. I think we have a couple more.
Okay. So thank you, Mary. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah.
I felt really prepared for Derek's question. I didn't even know what it was.
I mean, they were all like, they've been here for a while.
Again, there's only one phone.
True. And that's 667-755-1026. Shout out.
All right, third one.
Third one. What do we got?
Mm-hmm.
This is also from Baltimore. Amy. Love the show. Keep it up. We shout it back. We love you. And we'll try as hard as we can. Thank you. Also a Violent Femmes fan.
How do you know?
I don't know. I just assume she is if she's a fan of the show.
Okay.
So what do you think of Violent Femmes?
I like them.
Did you pay attention when you like saw them?
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
They were amazing. It was great. And I knew all the words of the album, and it was like I was really in my element when that lineup came through. Like I was, there wasn't one band I didn't want to see or pay attention to or whatnot. It was great.
Who, I mean, you mentioned a few other bands, but like who else was there?
It was Cypress Hill, The Offspring, Ja Works, Modest Mouse was also there.
Oh, Modest Mouse.
Yeah. What's their song?
They have a bunch.
Yeah, but the one, whatever, it won't come to me because I'm trying too hard to think about it.
Float On.
Yep. That was the one that came on the CD somewhere. I don't know. Somehow.
It was on a, it came on to the, that is not coming on anything. Oh, it came on the CD? I'm sorry. What's happening?
I don't know.
We have one more listener, man.
Okay, I'll
you're going to, you're, we're both not going to like this. But it's going to be okay. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, I have to think about it. So, probably just be on hold for a minute.
Oh, God.
This is from a good friend of the show, from Art. He writes on frequently. And then I like to break shit.
That's the phone, by the way.
Yeah, well, it's...
it does have a case on it.
Well, there's a new number that's going to happen, like, you know, next month when I get around to buying a new one. No, the phone's fine. So this is from Art. Triple R! Exclamation. You guys need to do a Coheed episode. So many ways to go about it. Because they're so unique. Would love to hear it.
One more time. Yeah.
Triple R! You guys need to do a Coheed episode. He's referring to Coheed and Cambria for the lame.
Gotcha.
The deef.
Mm-hmm.
People. And so many ways to go about it. Because they're so unique. Would love to hear it.
All right, couple things here, Art.
And we said, we'll do. Thanks for the feedback, Art. And I think Mel's going to really probably just let you have it. And that's fine, because I will chime in on that. And then we can tell you why. And Art, we love you. Truly, we do. But to be honest, the shit's just not going to happen. And I think Mel has it queued up. Why?
Okay. So in my cursory research, when I first read your question, I got into the nitty gritty of like they were formed in 1995 and their new album came out in June of 2022 and blah, blah, blah. All their albums except for a couple, one or two or something, are based on are concept albums based on science fiction.
Did you fucking listen to any of it?
Yeah, I did. So, right. But
it was hard, right?
But the story of the band is where I'm a reader. So I started looking into.
Doesn't seem like it.
Shut up. So it started like taking me down this, you know, storyline of the Armory Wars, which is a series by a member of the band, and then I just was in a rabbit hole, and so
doom scroll.
It was bad, and they also make their own coffee. Like I don't know what.
Well, shout out! Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
I like, love coffee. I'll do that.
So, like in my like just surface level research, there.
What's the brand of the coffee?
Coheed and Cambria.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can we get that?
Their website, which I've been to.
Well, fuck, I'm down. Oh. Okay, so again, Mel's research. So, yeah, I don't know.
So,
I'm getting coffee.
Okay. So, while I agree that there's a lot to offer here, and I do love to read, and I even said to Jay, I'll start reading some of these books.
And then I don't hear from you for 2 weeks.
And then, you know, we can listen to the music and I can talk about the storylines and we can see how that plays out. But then I was like, oh my God, you know what this has given me flashbacks of?
Weezer.
Right. So, Art, unless...
Seasons.
While I do agree with you, and I couldn't even get the name of the band right when you first wrote it.
Can you try it again?
I have it written down, so I'm going to read it. Because
if you don't want to embarrass yourself, don't
no,
do it.
No, it's Coheed and Cambria, but I was calling it all kinds of... all kinds of different things. Cohorts and Cofax. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was bad.
English is great.
Concave and covalent. Like, it was bad.
Hexovalent, bonds, and Cambria.
So I'm just making up... Anyway, but... I do agree. I acknowledge that your point is very valid, that there's a lot to do with this band, from coffee to science fiction novels to and the music as well. But I'm going to just say for now, no.
And in the voice of Coheed and Cambria, when you're doing your research and you want to do a podcast based on the research, I will quote them and say, pull the trigger, the nightmare stops.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Well, there you have it.
Okay. So is that your answer to Art?
I mean, maybe.
Okay. Because like I said, for me, I really liked his idea. Like,
no, I did too. It's just too much. It would be a whole season and it would be too much stuff. We wasted way too much time on Weezer and we would have to do way too much more time.
It would be even more.
Yeah, but to do it justice, right? To do this the service to that band, which they're great. I'm a fan. I like them. I didn't initially. Actually, Art kind of put me onto them. I told him to fuck off a whole bunch of years ago because I didn't like them. But... now I like them, and now I appreciate them, and I appreciate Art more, and he knows that, and, well, that's a whole other thing, but, like, the point is, you didn't know anything about them, and you know more about them now because of the research that you did to answer one listener neglected
text
message on the show than I do, and that's great, and that just shows that, like... the listeners are important to us, and people that text in or call in or whatever it is, we do give a shit. Yeah. And Mel more so than me. But, like, I already knew about the band, but, like, she knew nothing of them and, like, went into this whole thing to, like, this rabbit hole of doom scrolling about Coheed and Cambria and a band she could pronounce last week.
I could pronounce it. I just couldn't remember it.
You tried really hard.
I did.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Double C's, Charles County.
Keep the C's down.
I am. They're nice and low.
Right. There you go. But anyway, thanks to Art, Mary, Amy.
Derek.
And Derek.
Yes. Yeah.
Where can people find you?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Yeah, but I mean, that's it.
The Rock Rewind Review at gmail.com.
Sure.
The Rock Rewind Review.com.
You said the same thing twice.
No, I didn't. I said at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. That's
and then
true.
Just said .com.
Right. Well, I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to plug.
No.
You got anything coming up?
Not right now. No.
People could find you somewhere?
No.
They want to see you in person?
No, not right now.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You don't want to see that in person. You can't find me anywhere either.
Break time.
Smoko?
No. Diet Coke time.
Just one calorie. All right. We'll be right back.
All right.
We're going to have, I think, we got a little trivia coming up.
No going.
What do you call that?
Jeopardy.
Yeah, this is. All right. Hey guys, welcome back from a quick break.
I'm Mel.
To the Rock Rewind. You know what? You can do it.
No.
I mean, maybe people get in halfway. Because I don't know. Sometimes maybe people don't go all the way in.
Oh,
my. They only get halfway in.
Oh.
So then they get in halfway into the show, and then nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
You know what? That's my like one of my favorite parts, is just saying, I'm here. I'm Mel. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, yes. We already all know that.
All right. My apologies.
Well, this is the Rock Rewind Review. And you're who?
I'm Mel.
Yeah.
See, you took my spunk away.
Did I?
Yeah. You like just. I feel like my Cheerios are now wilted.
I really have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You never heard the expression, you pissed in my Cheerios?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you just did.
Well, I did it on the last episode, but you didn't even know I did it.
What?
When Mel's music goes metal, I took that away from you. You couldn't bring on a shitty song.
Oh, yeah,
onto my show. Well, so I just, like, under the guise of, like, I just gave it to you.
Mm.
No, I literally just took it away from you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah. One more thing.
One more thing.
Right.
So.
Piss Cheerios. What's happening?
I'm refueling my fire over here.
What's the show?
The Rock Rewind Review.
True.
Okay.
Who am I?
Jay.
And who are you?
Mel.
And we are back.
We are.
From Smoko.
From a short break.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I was just really excited to talk.
I'm excited to just wait. Your call is important to us. All right, sorry, that was a bit.
It's really making him giggle like the entire show. Like, God. On breaks, he's just giggling. Like, I don't even know if he's actually on Smoko anymore. I think he's just on giggles.
Oh, that's when they get it right here. Coming hot.
It doesn't get it. It gets nothing.
Well, I mean, it could almost be good, and but I hear it like on a phone on speaker, and the audio is shit. Even like with like AirPods Pro, it's horrible.
It's doing too much.
They're trying, the tryhards. Yeah, they're trying too much. All right, so yeah, shout out to Cisco with a C. Not Baltimore Zone.
Anyway. So you mentioned that we were going to do a segment called What's
in your deck?
What's in your deck?
What are you listening to? What do you got right now? So you drove here. I don't know. Your car does fancy shit, right? You have like Apple
Play
or whatever the fuck it is.
Bluetooth. It's not really that fancy.
I mean, I have all that shit too. Right. I just don't have Apple whatever, which I would love to have. But I'm not going to break down and buy a new car. I'm just not going to do it. I don't have car payments. I'm not going to get one.
I do not miss not having a car payment. It's the bane of the month. It's like the 8th and I hate it. It's due.
Well, I mean, when you first came on the show, you didn't have car payments.
I did not have a car payment.
But
I also had a 2007.
Yeah, black Santa Fe.
It was not.
Rip.
It's
or
not,
Tucson.
There you go.
It's somewhere in the desert.
Arizona.
Yeah, it's somewhere down there. Rip.
Yeah. Bye, she gone.
Well, they give you like $38 for that, right?
$38.50. Her name was Sophie.
Sophie. Mm-hmm. What's the new one's name?
Willow.
Willow. Okay. I thought we talked about something earlier, or well, I don't know, maybe months ago.
Yeah. So, I got the car, and originally the color that came, the name that came to mind was Jade, and then I nice, and then I talked to my niece. Who's five.
It is green.
It is green. And my niece is 5, and I told her what I was going to name the car, and she was like, no. And so, whatever, after a couple of days of thinking, I went back to her, and I said, you have two options, Willow or Fern. and she was like Willow. So that's how that happened.
Well, where did the fern come from?
Because Willow and fern, they're plants. They're trees. They're things.
No, I mean, I get that. It is green, but
yeah,
like,
yeah, there you go.
But it's like a sage color.
Well, I didn't want to name it Sage.
Why?
I didn't want to name it Sage. I didn't want to name it Jade.
Jade doesn't make sense.
I know. Even my niece knew that. She's five.
Yeah, but for the listeners, it is like a jade color. It's like green, right?
Yeah, I think it's called like, I don't know, some forest green. I don't know. It's got a name.
I do remember that.
Jungle green? I don't know. It's got some weird name.
That kind of feels right. I think I took you to get that car.
You did. Because I couldn't take the Sophie was dead already.
You didn't. You truly didn't have wheels.
Did not have wheels. That was a great summer. Looking forward to a better one this time.
I mean, I hope so.
So anyway, Sophie actually did have a tape deck.
Yeah?
Yes, she did.
Like for cassettes.
Yeah, and she had a CD player, and now my new car has none of that. It has buttons. I get what you're doing here. You just think you're funny because you have control of the board over there.
Oh, it's a never ending story.
Yeah, sorry. I know. That's why I stopped talking. I got the hint. I definitely got the hint. So anyway, do you want to go first and talk about what's in your deck, or do you want me to go? Go. I can be nice.
No, I mean,
Let me model for you what niceness is. This is how you're nice. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I don't know what any of that means, but I think Mel wants to say, I can bring it up because I have it right here. So I can introduce it for you and just do it for you. And then, I don't know, I can mute your mic and then you can get the fuck on. And then I'll just do the show by myself. So it's up to you. Hello?
So you, okay.
Was there a Neverending Story song that was playing?
There was.
Oh, okay.
That's what's in your deck?
No.
Oh, that was a message to me that my story about my
mom. No, it was an ad. It just popped up.
I don't think that's what
happened.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, I do. So I do actually. This is great. Mel's going to bring it up. I am on board with this. I do like it. Normally, typically I shit on everything she brings up, but I'm not this time. And this is truly a great song. So what's in your deck, Mel?
All right. So what is in my deck? And like literally listen to on my way here and might listen to it on my way to get the fuck out in about 3 minutes.
It's about fucking time.
Is Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black.
Would you say it's a one-hit wonder?
No.
I would. I mean, if you have some sort of evidence to refute that, like he has other, and this is we're not doing one hit wonders here,
right?
Not
do
tonight.
Do I think there are other songs that are this level? No. Do I think it's a one hit wonder? No. I think there's enough in his catalog that I don't think he would be considered a one hit wonder.
I mean, yeah, sure, and listeners. Chime in. 667-755-1026. 667-755-1026. Let us know what you think. Your thoughts.
Or what's in your deck.
That's very great, Mel. Good. Good job. I never would have thought of that. It was a great way to do that.
Thanks.
I liked Kenny Wayne Shepherd back in the day. I only ever knew this song of him. You say his other stuff, that's great. Maybe we can visit that in the future. Yeah, the hook is so good. I mean, all of it's so good. I mean, I think it got kind of a little bit ruined, even though he was on board with it recently. Even though we're kind of fans of them, Five Finger Death Punch. Your thoughts?
I like the way the music is different and changed in the way he sings it with the power of his voice, but I do not like the video and the attempt at politicizing the song.
Yeah, I mean, so...
And that's just my opinion.
No, then, so we only watch, like, the official videos or only buy, like, the official song, like, from, like, iTunes or whatever it is, and, like... To give the artist credit that we're reviewing them. So, like, well, if we rip on them, well, at least they got a few bucks from us buying the song, right? So, it makes sense. But you're right. They tried to make it into something that it shouldn't have been. And we're not here to do reviews or reviews of covers. This is in your deck. This is the original. You like it.
Were you expecting Kesha?
I wasn't expecting this, to be honest. I mean, and that's like a loaded question, right? Like, what's in your deck?
Right.
Like, you had a 48-minute ride to get here?
Correct.
That could have been a lot of shit. And could have been Kesha.
Right. Could have been.
But it wasn't. No. And no, like, I was pleasantly surprised. Like, I remember I was, like, 17 years old, like, driving around with this song. It was on, like, the, you know, whatever... local rock channel at the time, and like you had to wait to hear it because, you know, it was
radio
97, right? It's radio. So, but no, it's a good song. This is the outro solo. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, great song. Shocker and surprise from Mel. So anyways,
all right, so now same question to you.
That Well, you're not going to like it.
Okay, well, you never know.
I mean, well, you don't, because I just like to be on hold.
All right, so remember how before you were trying to kick me out?
Your song is very important to
now
us.
Now I'm just leaving. You know, I'm just going to pack. Like, there's no reason to kick me out. I'll just go.
If that's all it takes.
Well, now you know.
All right, so I think it was like maybe 2000. I could have done more research, and I apologize to the listeners because I did not. I think it was like 2000. It's Marilyn Manson, Mechanical Animals. The whole record, there's like no skips, and I've been into it balls deep the whole record for like the last week or so. But when it was new and it came out, it never left my CD player in my car. For at least a year. And yeah, I mean, this is just one of the many bangers
and what's
on the whole record. This is The Last Day on Earth.
Thank you.
Marilyn Manson, Mechanical Animals. So are you familiar with this at all, Mel? Melvis?
That's a no.
Just not at your wheelhouse, or just... wasn't something that you could have discovered or had been exposed to, or just...
All right, so this is post Beautiful People?
Yeah, this is the next record after.
Okay, we'll see.
was Antichrist. So Beautiful People was an Antichrist superstar.
Okay, so when that album came out and I was interested and intrigued and wanted to listen, I was met with... a bad taste in my mouth. So anything he did after that, I immediately just ignored. So I never revisited any of his work following that album.
Right. And I think we talked about it. Maybe we kind of touched on Manson in season one, or maybe it was on Cutting Room Floor, which if you guys want to search it out for yourself, that's patreon.com/therockrerunreview. That's The Cutting Room Floor, ad-free, early content for everyone. But we talked about Marilyn Manson, and I think it was either, like I said, it was either on the free show. The point is, we talked about Marilyn Manson last season, and this is what is in my deck currently. You might not like it, and that's fine. I don't care. But he reinvents himself every record. So, like, you made mention of Beautiful People. It's kind of like, I guess it's like his biggest banger, right? That people are familiar with. That was the record before this. It was Antichrist Superstar. But he's a different band. Like, the only mainstay is him. And then all the other players are just different people. Shout out John Five. What's up?
I mean, that's kind of interesting. Like, I mean, that makes me look at him in a totally different way than I had before.
Right. And so, like, people are like, oh, hey, do you like Marilyn Manson? Well, what record?
Right.
Because it's literally, like, a different band every record. So it's not even like, yes, the name is the same, and he's the same, and he's the singer, or whatever. But, like, it's different every time.
But I think, well, I don't know if you said this, but in addition to, like, reinventing the band and the sound, he also has a different look.
Yeah, no, it's like a whole persona, it's a whole genre, like, change. It's, like, everything is just different. And to be honest, like, I'll admit it, I've been slacking off. Like, he's had a few records in the past recent years that have gotten zero spins. Like, his newest one, I turned it on for the first time on Apple Music. I got through, like, a couple songs. It didn't catch my ear. But, you know, I don't know. It was, like, driving to work or whatever, was commuting, and it wasn't the right time to try to get into that. Because it may be deep, it may be heavy, it may be poppy, it may be whatever it is, but, like, it didn't catch me at the time. And so I will revisit it. I did buy it, so we'll see what shows up, see what shakes out.
I mean, the songs that you've introduced me to from this album, I've actually liked. And the only one I knew prior to that exposure was The Dope Show.
Which it's on the same record.
Right, which I absolutely abhor. Like, I don't like it at all.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I absolutely abhor.
Can you say it again? Because if I'm ignorant and that's a $5 word that I don't know.
I abhor that song.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't. We're recording and I've already pressed it enough and I don't know what that means. And if it's a $5 word, that's great. And you're smarter than me, which we already knew. And so the listeners, shout out. Who's smarter? 667-755-1026. We're here to find out.
But my point was that I don't like that song, but the rest of this album doesn't sound anything like that song. And for me, that The Dope Show sounds more like The Beautiful People, which are the two songs that I know of his. And they were obviously pushed on the radio. I mean, well, I drove an 07 Hyundai, for God's sake. All I had.
Well, not now.
No, but that's all I had.
You moved up. You moved up quite a bit. Your new joint's pretty hot. I like it. I do. Maybe one day I'll be able to drive it.
Maybe. Yeah.
As soon as. Well, there's a process you have to do.
Stop it.
Okay.
Moving on.
Keeping it moving.
Is it Jeopardy time?
Or
did you
want
to wrap up, Marilyn? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
You did. I was going to let it ride.
Well, you started talking about my car.
Like normal. You know, just in traffic, like if you were driving in front of me. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are we going to Jeopardy?
I mean, we could do Jeopardy. Can I finish this off?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad.
But what did we say earlier? It was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yes.
Yeah.
You saw them.
I did.
Probably the best part of that show.
Nah.
Eh.
Violent Femmes was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Add it up.
Correct.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Math.
No. I don't do that. Anyway, Marvelous Madison, as my mother used to say, rip. This record's great, and we're not talking about records. This isn't a review. It's not a rewind. It's just what's in your deck. May or may not be something we do every show, but you guys might hear it. It might pop up. So what's in your deck? You can hit us up at 667-755-1026. Anyways, Marilyn Manson, case closed. Right. I liked it.
Good.
Great record.
I'm glad that you did not just do a song like I did, but you actually exposed me to the record. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
And you're also glad that Kesha didn't come to the show today.
I'm glad about that. But you know what? I also am. glad or thankful for that I wasn't expecting to be of Rodney Stewart.
Oh, Sir Roderick.
Sir Roderick.
Yeah.
What's his name? Sir Roderick Alvin or something?
David.
Sir Roderick David. Yeah. Okay, great. Anyways, shout out to the queen.
Yes. All right, let's do like one or two Jeopardy questions. I don't have any money whatsoever.
What's the score? What are we looking at right now?
What's the score? Tell me what the score is. You have...
Well, we have to have the score to like...
You only want... If you were losing, you wouldn't care as much, let me tell you.
I would care regardless, like, because it's a game, right? Well, so, okay, like, you have to know where the fuck you're at.
I didn't say I didn't care at all. Oh. I didn't say I didn't care at all. Is that you wouldn't care as much.
Could you just hold...
Hold your tongue and let me tell you.
Just hold for a minute.
You wanted to hear the scores.
Press one to hear scores. Sorry.
So you have a positive $1,200. I have.
All right, sir.
I have a negative $2,400.
I got an excavator out back. Like, do you need like a bigger tool to like dig?
The hole I'm working on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're in it to win it.
I definitely am.
You're in it to like not
lose it. Yeah, I'm in it to lose it. Well, All right.
All right. So, Geoparty.
Oh God. Are you
here? We go.
Page a day. It's called a page a day.
Thanks for not having to explain that to me again. Are you ready?
Oh God. Yeah.
This is Jeopardy. Oh. This. It. Everybody knows.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right. Pianos.
Oh.
For 200.
Fuck.
Answer. The Smithsonian has one of this man's Yamaha KX88 keyboards marked with a Braille stickers.
Stevie Wonder.
Final answer.
Yep.
I'm not going to answer because we're just too fast for it. Question. Who is Ray Charles?
Shut
the fuck. So minus 200... For Smelly Melly.
I can't even get a break. All right.
So what do you want to do? Two more?
Yeah, I mean.
Same category, ironically. Pianos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this category.
Well,
I can skip through if you want.
I'm doing so well.
Do you want me to skip through?
No.
I'll look. There's one that fell out.
All right, see that one.
Pianos for 1,000.
Okay.
Answer. The piano on which Dooley Wilson played at the Standard in Casablanca was a Warner Brothers prop with just 58 keys.
Are they looking for the pet name of the piano? The brand name? What are they looking for here?
The point is you need to figure out what the fuck they want. For the question.
Right.
So I'll read it to you again.
Okay.
Answer. The piano on which Dooley Wilson, in quotes, played this standard in Casablanca was a Warner Brothers prop with just 58 keys.
I'm not even saying a word.
Why?
Because I don't have a guess.
Well, why?
Because I don't know.
No guess?
No. I'm good. I'm up to negative 2,600 now.
So what's the score?
Right now it's negative 2,600 to positive 1,200. Are you answering?
Question. What is as time goes by?
So you didn't make a guess. So nobody loses anything. Yeah. All right. One more.
I'm going for the middle.
Okay.
Because I'm done with pianos.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Vocabulary.
Oh, sweet.
Here it is.
Okay.
See it for yourself.
Okay, thank you.
For 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Answer. This tight-fitting garment was the last name of a 19th century French trapeze artist who wore one.
One more time.
Answer. Vocabulary for 1,000. This tight-fitting garment was the last name of a 19th century French trapeze artist who wore one.
How much is this worth?
$1,000.
I gotta be quiet. I have a guess, but I'm not saying it.
You put your fucking phone down because you're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Put your fucking phone down.
It's not cheating. And I don't like your accusations. And so I was making sure that Rod Stewart's middle name was actually David. Because I didn't want to fuck that up.
Yeah, so let's run that back.
That's what I was checking.
Well,
I have a guess, but it's $1,000, and frankly, I don't have it.
I'm going to make mine, and I may be canceled, because I may highlight one part of this word.
If I know what your guess is, and this is what my guess is. And
Leotard.
Yeah, that was my guess.
For 1,000?
Yeah.
Are you okay if we both get it?
No, that's not fair.
Why?
Because that was my guess, but I have no monies. I have negative $2,600. But if you get this by yourself, you're going to have $2,200.
Well, here you go. And here you go, folks. You can hear it get ripped off. This is from March 22nd, 2023. It's in the middle of the deck. Mel can read it.
Okay. Yep. What is leotard?
There you go. Well, I have to give this to you because you keep me square, right?
Right. So who gets it? I guess.
I mean, I was the only one that answered.
I knew the answer, but I didn't want to take the risk. I'm so mad.
Well, that's why it's called Jeopardy.
I'm mad. Don't talk to me.
Well, you can be mad. We can also wrap it up.
Yeah, because I'm going to go listen to what's in my deck and fix my mood.
You should.
I will.
And speaking of wrapping it up, no glove, no love. Keep it safe out there.
Okay. Or, you know, just abstain like I do.
Well, I mean, there's that, but that sounds riveting.
Tuesday nights. All right, everybody. Thank you.
And?
We'll see you next time.
On?
The Rock Rewind Review.
Where?
therockrewindreview.com or therockrewindreview@gmail.com, and my R's start to blend together.
Right. And love with no glove. That's patreon.com/therockrewindreview. Getting as little as $67. Or I'm sorry, 67 cents
an episode.
Per episode.
Correct.
All right. There's some cool swag that goes along with that. But you can check us out.
Good night.
Yeah, if you want to find out what that is, you can hit the website or you can text in at 667-755-1026. That's a wrap. Good night. Or it was on the cutting room floor, but...